Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
First of all, you know, we did go to the playoffs, won the division, so it wasn't like we were a total show, even though maybe the perception, you know, we had one terrible year. But I think also, you know, the important thing is you need high-level quarterback play. And at the end of the day, 2020 wasn't a great season offensively for us. And I think for us, we know how important it is to be successful on offense. And I think that's part of it. You know, you need high-level play on offense. You need to be able to score points. So I think that's part of it. It's not only like, hey, we made this bad move here, or we brought in this, and this didn't work out. It's also realizing, like, that doesn't change. That formula doesn't change either.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, the voicer, of course, of Howie Roseman talking at the NFL owners' meetings. I don't know if you guys heard that in the background. There was a bus. He was just running over Carson Wentz there over and over. I mean, my goodness. I guess it's enough removed now, Hugh, because they were pretty the Eagles really didn't say anything bad about Wentz. Like, you know, Lurie, Howie, they really didn't, even though they probably wanted to when he left here. I guess that we're enough removed from it now that he basically just blamed the fact that they didn't sustain the Super Bowl window on the quarterback. I mean, that's what that was.
Everybody's just been unleashed on this guy. Man. I mean, Ron Rivera, Jim Irsay, I mean, the guy can't win.
Oh, he's right, too. he's stuck.
He's a bad guy, man. I mean, and from what I've heard, is that, you know, they did a great job early on of hiding the fact that he was a bad guy. Hate to say it now. Hate when people come out and talk about how bad a person was after the fact. But I heard a lot of bad stuff about him before it went south. Really, really did. And so it was one of those things where, you know, when you hear them, they can't help but to rave about Jalen and how he is, mm-hmm. and the kind of personable person he is, because they lived through that. I mean, man, when I tell you, that I heard, it was so bad that when you asked people, when you mentioned his name to people, they were so not wanting to say anything bad about him, they just changed the subject. You know it's bad.
That is bad.
You know, when you talk about somebody and say, so how is so-and-so? And they'd be like, well, hey, yeah, the weather today is beautiful in Philadelphia. They don't even want to talk about it. They don't even want to talk about it because, you know, being on the other side now, being a reporter, they don't want their name associated with anything.
Well, and partially because with Wentz, I guess the consensus idea was that he's a little sensitive and something like that could totally break him, right? Yeah. Like if it got out that somebody in the organization was saying something like that behind his back, I guess it did. We saw it kind of happen in 2018 with the Alshon stuff, the Santa Liquido article. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I think part of the reason they paid him early was to make him feel better after Foles took a team on a second playoff run. They paid him off a broken back and a bad knee.
Like, not hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I mean, in retrospect, it's kind of crazy when they gave him that deal and it obviously turned bad. But it's interesting because Howie and Jeff keep getting asked, like, are you guys worried? Do you have a plan? Do you think this time will be different? Because last time there was a Super Bowl, it didn't work out the next few years, right? The team went backwards. You paid the quarterback, team went backwards. So Howie basically twisted it. They were like, well, actually, we were pretty good, except the quarterback play wasn't good enough. Jeff Lurie, basically, a little more diplomatic, but he said the same thing. Here's Jeff Lurie on why they're not worried about the quarterback play and paying a quarterback and still winning. Here's what he said yesterday.
We've seen teams do it. We're challenged to be one of those teams. I think the most important aspect of that is to have the right quarterback. Assuming you have the right coach, the right staff, the right general manager, their staff, the right culture, all that goes into all the resources necessary. But then, you know, you've got to have – I think it's so helpful to have a dynamic quarterback who's a great leader, a special person, and someone that is so hungry and not just to win it once, but to win it multiple times, and obsessed.
That's it.
That's Jalen Hurts in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. That's him in a nutshell. And the fact that, you know, we use this word a lot on the station this morning, selfless. Like the selfless acts. I read somewhere that Jalen Hurts is here in town working out like a beast.
I'm sure he is.
Working out like a beast. I can't, like, and this is nothing that you have to do. I mean, and I'm not, you know, you don't have to do it, so I'm not trying to compare and contrast with anybody. But the fact that you're here, a lot of quarterbacks, think about that. They're not in the city that they play in most of the time.
Especially if it's not a warm weather, beautiful city. Like, yeah. It's one thing to stay in Los Angeles if you play for the Rams.
Man, listen.
I mean, I like Philadelphia, but there's nicer climates. Yeah.
Because as a player, I used to go back to Georgia every year. But I worked out with like Shannon Sharp and guys like that. So I had a good group of people to work out with. But to be here and to be with your teammates, because Jordan Mailata's here, I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of people still here. I'm assuming that Brandon Graham's still here. These guys are getting it in. Mm-hmm. They're getting it in right now. That to me is amazing. Because, you know, we had guys when I played, you know, we all got our workouts in. I think Doc was in Florida somewhere. I think stayed up here for a little bit, but everybody went their own ways. And, you know, you would come back when it was time to come back and you got together and everybody would see where, you know, you were, how your workouts were going, whatever. But it sounds like these guys, man, they're here. They're here working out. Cause you know, you're just hearing it in passing. Yeah. So-and-so was in here working out today. Jason Kelce was in here, got a workout this morning. These guys are committed to their craft. They're committed to the goal that they've set forth. So it's great to hear that they're all here in town, and especially you when you hear the quarterbacks here. That's great.
Yeah, well, Hurts is a Houston guy, so he's a warm weather guy. He could be back there if he wanted to.
Man, I tell you what, if I lived in Houston, you wouldn't see me here. Like, I love Philadelphia. I came back from Atlanta.
Good morning, Atlanta.
I came back from Atlanta. Now, let's not get it twisted. But, boy, H-Town. Well, it's nice.
The other thing I've
– and it's sundress season.
James Harden would agree with you 100%
fix it,
there.
Jesus. Fix it.
So, before you go on, if the Phillies have an Astros rematch of the World Series, we do shows. We're gonna Hughes not come back.
No. Hey, listen, no, we can come back, but I got family down there, man. We can go hang out. There's a couple spots we can hit.
We lost you,
but no, I'm just saying, there's a couple spots.
I did find it interesting though, because Jeffrey Lurie obviously listed all the things that he loves about Jalen Hurts, but there are coincidentally all things that Carson Wentz is not. He's a leader, hungry. Carson Wentz was stubborn in the coaching, like he was uncoachable, and he just wasn't a leader. I mean, it was clearly obvious that he was not the leader of that locker room.
They keep making it clear, like, they're not worried about paying Hurts because he's different. Like, that's the message. They keep saying it in five different ways.
And he's
ways.
Not a narcissist yet.
let's hopefully that yet holds off for a while longer.
You know what? If he becomes a narcissist, let it be after, like, two Super Bowl
wins. That's fine. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because listen, man, most quarterbacks are. And it's refreshing to see that it feels like Jalen is not trending in that direction. We still got a lot of time left, though.
Yeah,
it's necessarily not a bad thing. We got a lot of time left.
No one's mad at Tom Brady for being a narcissist,
not
at least
all.
Not in New
England. That's
you know?
My point. Tom Brady quit and came back and quit again. Like, so nobody's tripping.
Yeah, when you're the GOAT, you can do whatever you want.
What's Buddy's name that's giving the Jets all the grief?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is giving the Jets grief. Nah. I think, you know what it reminds me of? I don't know if y'all watched. Remember Puffy making the band? When he used to have them doing stupid stuff, he said, we're not going to the studio unless you bring me two boxes of Juju Fruits and a pink balloon.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
That's Aaron Rodgers right now. And then he tried to retract and talk about, no, I didn't ask for that. Okay, if you didn't, why haven't you signed with the Jets yet, bro?
Yeah, he's a narcissist. That is the way to say it.
Yeah.
Here's some more on Lurie on Jalen Hurts, because you could hear it. I mean, the Eagles are making it very clear, we're going to be fine paying this quarterback, even though it failed with Wentz, and it failed Michael Vick when they paid him. We're going to be fine paying this quarterback, because this quarterback's different.
The future is so great for him. He's 24 years old. Honestly, I don't know if I've ever met somebody that mature at age 24. I'd like to think I have, you know, my son's 27. He's very mature. No, Jalen's the most mature 24-year-old I've ever come across. So it's different. This is each franchise quarterback's different. But, you know, I've always said to you guys, you know, quarterback, GM, coach, facility, stadium, scouting, those kind of things. Those are the keys. And, you know, once you can find it, that's when you're really excited. And
you hold
so
on to
that's we'll be working with Jalen, I'm sure, for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts is getting paid. I mean,
you
that
hold
yeah.
on to it once you find that.
You don't let that go.
You don't let it go.
The other thing I thought of, Hugh, when he mentioned the hunger thing, how hungry Jalen Hurts is, and you mentioned that he's here. I never thought Carson Wentz particularly loved football. He was obviously good for a while, but he had other interests. He does a hunting show with his brother. He had a charity, which is all great. I'm not saying anything, especially the charity thing. Nothing wrong with it, but his interests were just varied,
it was
right?
Different. It was
yeah,
different.
He did other things.
And he had other stuff, you know, that was personal to him, not taking shots at his personal beliefs or anything like that. That was personal to him that he kind of put in the forefront.
That was his priority.
That was his priority. And that's all fine and great. I'm not poo-pooing any of that. But, you know, when you have all that going and you have people feeling like your priority shouldn't be with the team that gave you the money to help catapult your beliefs and everything, then that's a bad spot to be in. There's balance in everything that we do.
Yeah, and I think that what you just mentioned there, his personality is a lot of it different from some of the other guys. It made it harder for him to be able to grab a hold of that locker room and become a leader.
Himself,
he couldn't relate to anybody. I mean, he was just a different guy.
The other thing, every player has their own life, right? An interest. They're all different. But I tend to believe the best quarterbacks, you are the most dedicated. Like, Peyton Manning was obsessed with football. Tom Brady, I mean, look, I don't know what happened in his personal life. He may have lost his wife because he was just obsessed with keep playing football.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is obsessed with football. I want my quarterback to think about nothing but football.
Yeah, he did lose his wife.
Yeah. Now, listen, Tom made a choice.
She with the bujitsu dude.
Yeah. Tom made a choice.
I would have to fight him. I would definitely.
Yeah, but that's a tough fight. I mean,
but you got to swing. Like, Joe, if you might take an L, but you still got to swing.
That's a tough L, though. Jiu-jitsu's no joke, though.
But you got to sneak him. You can't square up because, you know, if he square up and he get in that bujitsu stage,
you're done.
You surround.
You're done. I mean, that's
but you got to at least test it. You got to try.
I know. That's adding the injury to the insult.
He took your wife, though. He took your wife.
It's rough. Not good for Tom. Let's talk to Tone, Southwest Philly. What's up, Tone?
What's up, Tone?
Hey, big dog. Let me tell you something. Hey, Hugh.
What's up?
I want to see you in the back alley, all right? I'm going to leave that alone, though. You know what I mean? You're probably going to kick my ass, but I don't care. At least you dug this. You know what I mean? Hollis, I'm sorry. You know, I get y'all mixed up.
Hey, you know what's funny? Hollis weighs like 100 pounds more than I do, but we still get mixed up.
I know you're going to get me, but guess what? I'm going to get you, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
That's the streets, but I love your thing with Philly. You were so good on the air. You were so good. Well, what you do, man?
Appreciate you. You know? Appreciate you.
And you know, I'm stroking you right now, and I, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, that's real whack.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
You know what I mean? But the thing is, when you get to Embiid with the Joker, I'm going sideways here.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I like, for me, and I've said this on numerous occasions, it's for me, it's the competitive nature of me. Would have had me out there, would have had me prepare for that game because I know that that's my direct chance to show people that I'm better than Jokic. That's what I would have done.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I'd have played. Bottom line is this: I would have played.
Injury?
I would have played. I would have played. It's different
you
between being hurt.
With a calf injury.
A calf injury is it? No, he had calf soreness. It's not an injury. Injury.
Okay.
Being hurt and being injured are two different things.
Okay.
Being injured is like, say, if he had a calf tear. His calf was tight. His calf was sore.
So you think he could have played?
Listen, I don't know. I'm just saying, me as a competitor.
Between me and you, because I know how you do this.
No, what I'm saying is this. If everybody at this time of year is hurt.
Right, this time, I love that.
Everybody at this time of year is hurt. Now, if it's a slight tear or something like that, if it's just soreness, I'm going to go ahead and put some Bengay on that thing. I'm going to rest
for
the next couple of days,
man.
And I'm going to play. That's me.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to play.
That's what I'm playing.
Yeah, and Tony, if he plays tonight and he played Saturday and he didn't play Monday, it means he could have played.
When he win the chip, when he win the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter of it's a matter of want to. It's a matter
what
of want to be
think?
Out there.
I want your synopsis, even if you cut me off. I want your synopsis.
About what? The championship?
About Embiid and the Joker. Could he tear him up again?
Well, they could see each other in the finals. Tony, he should have played.
I'm not looking at color. I'm looking at what's for real, what we see on the floor.
Who's the better player, you're asking?
I'm asking you. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Joel Embiid's the better overall player. Tony, we appreciate the phone call. I think Joel Embiid's the better overall both sides of the basketball player. But guess what? Here's the bottom line. Jokic plays more. It's a regular season award. That's why he's going to win the MVP again. He plays more.
What time is it?
Time, it's
a little early.
It's noon. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
Hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Plus, you got to get it in early. Hey, make the afternoon go by fast. So let's talk to Mike in North Philly as we discuss Castellanos' bounce back and, of course, everyone on Joel Embiid. What's up, Mike? Mike, you're up, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Mike?
I got cut off yesterday with the Nick Sirianni interview.
My bad. Mike, sorry. We'll blame Sirianni for that. How dare he jump in on you, Mike? What are you feeling today?
Right. So my thing is, all right, so let me start from the top. We don't know when the Cavs thing started. It could have started four games before that. So, and he might have played through that. But then when it got to the Joker, you know what I mean, it got worse. So why would he play half-ass if he knew if Joker was injured too? Yeah, I would have played. Why would I play against a healthy Joker and I'm half-assed right now? And then we can't question his toughness. The man had two broken faces, the knee injury, all in the playoffs, right? He always dives around. He puts his body on the line every night.
Yeah, he's physically tough. No, I don't think anyone called him physically soft.
Nobody said he was soft, but you're
making – You questioned that.
Listen, you're not listening. You didn't listen to what I said. I said, and you kind of danced around. Okay, if your calf was tight 4 or 5 days before, right? You know the schedule, right? You know this game is coming. Guess what I wouldn't have done? I wouldn't have played in those two games. I'd have got ready for my matchup with the Joker.
Wait a minute, Hill. Wasn't we trying to get that second seed, bro? Come on,
bro.
We were trying to get the second seed.
Okay, what was in the games that you played in the two back to backs? What was your record?
Yeah, we lost. So then when it got to Joker, it got out of reach, right? So he said, you know what? I'm not going to lose MVP and compromise not getting the second seed. I'm going to get my rest.
That to me makes no sense. And let me tell you why.
Listen
to what I'm about to say. Because my primary goal, or I would say, let's say in this case, my secondary goal, was to win the MVP, right?
Yes.
And my direct competition was Nikola Jokic, right?
Right.
I know this game is coming up, and I know how important these games are coming up, but that, for me, as far as one of my goals, I have direct control over that. So if it's me, I'm not playing in those two games so that I can be prepared to be at my best at this time in the season so that I can see that man and show everybody that I'm better than him. That's what I would have done. That's me. But no, that's me as a competitor. That's me.
Why would you put your secondary goal over top of your main goal?
Because you know why? Because it's obviously something that he wants to accomplish because he said that. What you about to say? I'm sorry.
But then you would have called him selfish.
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight. Joe would have called him selfish.
That's right.
I would have looked at it like you've made it clear since I've been here. Since I've been here in Philadelphia, it has been clear to me that this is something, by him saying it, that means something to him, correct? He said that, he wants to win MVP. So this is something.
Also went on record saying that he didn't care about it. Too,
well, whatever. Yeah, but Mike, come on. I mean, he does this all the time. Mike, he almost cried on the court last year when he didn't win the MVP. Like, he cares about it.
He's always crying. You know that.
That's true. Yeah, we could agree on that. He's emotional.
But so Mike, my biggest thing was this. For your point to be made, I don't know what it is that he's trying to accomplish. That's my thing, and that's why I wanted somebody to help me understand. Because you, at one hand, you said you wanted to be the MVP, right? And then you had a direct opportunity to change some fans voting or some writers voting by playing against him, and you don't. That's what I question.
What I think he would have hurt it by playing hurt and not being at full strength to dominate the Joker. And one more thing. He also didn't have Harden Harden gives him additional 12 points with his pick and roll and, his floor general thing.
I'm talking about a one-on-one individual matchup. And to your point, Mike, He didn't have to play in those other two games.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, that's the point that I don't understand. Like, we're trying to follow the train of logic, right? Like, okay, the playoffs, the season, the team is more important than the MVP. There's no logic to playing back-to-back games on a bum calf. Like, it doesn't make sense what he did.
Well, wait a minute. I said he was trying to get the second seed. Okay, listen, my last point, right? He didn't have Harden to give him an additional 12 points. Mm-hmm. And everybody loves the Joker's triple doubles, right?
Yeah.
So if he would have played bad, and then he say, "Oh well, Embiid only had 20," and
why are we we're making up scenarios now? Here's the truth: he didn't play. He didn't play in the game. That's it. So what are we supposed to say? He didn't play.
And that's good. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's fine. But then I don't want to hear one. And no one better call in a month from now when Jokic wins the MVP again and say and complain. Joel could have. He lost the MVP. He lost it.
How Joker get three MVPs, not even been...
Because he plays more. Mike, it's a regular season award. It is a regular season. It's a regular season award for dominance and excellence in the regular season. Jokic dominates more because he plays more. I'm tired of the whining about the MVP. If he wants the MVP, go play 75 games.
This year he did.
No, he didn't, Mike. He won't even get to 70 games, Mike. He won't get to 70. He doesn't play enough to win the award. Like, we got to stop this. So, like, give him the MVP because he's the best player.
Y'all done got on Joe's nerves.
We just make up criteria. We just make it up.
Well, so I do find it funny because a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he's sacrificing the MVP for health in the playoffs. But, and this is, you know, to play devil's advocate against myself.
He better play good in the playoffs.
Well, he better be healthy in the playoffs. Well, I mean, this doesn't guarantee that he does stay healthy throughout the playoffs.
You need to start charting everybody. That's riding for Joel Embiid. I hope it doesn't happen. But, boy, if this thing goes south in the playoffs, I need to hear from all y'all.
Yo, I'm fronting the charge. Hey, Ike in the afternoons, he's got my back.
Hey, if he misses a game because he said he broke his pinky toe, he broke a nail on his pinky toe, boy, I want y'all to ride just as hard.
I mean,
celebrate all the stuff he does well.
I mean, at this point, I feel like Ike's wearing an MB jersey during the show. I mean, this guy, he's defending this guy to the heavens.
How about he walks in, right? What's up, brother? Yeah, I heard y'all bashing your Joel Embiid. I'm like, seriously, Ike? Seriously?
Well, he's already set it up.
He's been changed.
Well, he doesn't like Harden, so he's setting this up. It's Harden's fault.
He changed you.
Wow.
He's not the Ike I used to know.
He did tell me to. He came back here and told me to keep fighting the good fight. So,
is that what he did?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, he undermining our show, man. I can't believe he's doing that, man.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Castellanos, are you buying the bounce back? Obviously, the MB defenders are still out. And really interesting comment from Jeffrey Lurie that should give us insight on how they have been and will continue to approach the offseason. Something that he said yesterday really caught our attention. All that coming up, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.